The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, and welcome back to Generations Radio. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I know last weekend I did, with my son celebrated his 13th birthday. And you know, we're growing, and thanks to Mike Buck on here on AM 690, because I know our listeners are a lot of baby boomers. And every day, just about every day, I get a call or email, or I see someone that goes, "Hey, I listened to your radio show. Thank you very much." And actually, last Saturday, I was telling our guest here, Margaret, that I'm at the hotel pool. My wife's ordering lunch for us, and the pool waiter guy goes, "Hey, you know, what name should I put it under?" And he goes, "Oh, Mrs. Ihara." And the guy looked up to her and goes, "Are you related to Percy Ihara?" I go, "Wow." I looked at the guy. He goes, "Wow, you're kind of young." He goes, "Yeah, I know you. How do you know me?" He said, "Oh, I listen to your radio show." And I was like, "Wow." I said, when the first thing came to mind, "Are you listening for your parents?" He goes, "Oh, no, my parents had passed away already. But my aunties and uncles listen to you, so I listen to you." I said, "Wow, well, that's a great testimony."
Fantastic.
And no joke, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, our guest today is Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. And Margaret, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
I can't believe this is the first time you've ever done radio.
First time.
Really? Well, it's the first time for everything.
Yes.
But, you know, guys, when you're listening every week, we talk about a lot of different topics. And, you know, when we do our Aging in Place workshop, and not too sure if you came last month in August, but we had over 3,000 people there.
Yes.
As you were there.
Yes.
And the biggest topics are, besides, you know, financial legal, is the Medicare, Social Security, healthy aging, among the other topics. But, you know, as we are coming up, the biggest time of the year for 65-plus-year-old boomers and older is the Medicare enrollment period, right?
Absolutely, Margaret? The annual enrollment period, yes.
And so we're going to spend the next few weeks, actually, or especially today, talk about Medicare to kind of prep our listeners out there that you really got to start doing your homework, because did they get the big book in the mail already?
They should be getting it shortly.
Okay. So anyway, before we get going, Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance, give us a little background, because I know you're the queen of Medicare and group Medicare and all this kind of stuff, but give our listeners a background of you, because I've known you for a little while, but give our listeners a background.
Well, the Copeland Insurance Group came to Hawaii in 2001. I've been, 2012. I've been doing Medicare since 2005 because my mother was a state retiree. And so I had to try to figure out what to do for her Medicare. And because my core business at that time, I was a group health insurance broker. And so I thought, I do health insurance. I can understand this. But when I started getting to Medicare and all the compliance, all the complexity, all the changes, I thought, oh, my God, how do they expect people in their 70s and 80s to figure this out?
Let alone your 60s.
Exactly. And for me, I just turned 65, so I'm one of them. There's over 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every single day.
Yes. Isn't that staggering? I'm not sure exactly the figure in Hawaii.
Yes.
But it's something like 1,900 a month or something like that. I can't remember the figure.
Huge.
But it's
so
huge.
I'm part of that group, and I'm excited because people don't understand what Medicare covers. It is an excellent benefit and a lot of great choices.
Yeah. So that came about in what, 2010? I forget when it
2005, it came to Hawaii.
Right.
It's been, you know, we've had Medicare forever.
Right.
And so in Hawaii, Medicare Advantage was introduced.
That's right.
With a prescription drug plan. So that's when I thought I'd get into that business, because a lot of my employer group, people are aging in and they wanted to know what to do. So.
Right. And it's very common. A lot of your insurance people out there, I call them P&Cs, property and casualty. They do car, they go property, your condo, whatever. But when it comes to specialized insurance as Medicare, isn't that a whole nother game?
Whole different.
I mean, you have to really, really specialize. In fact, I think you're going to come to our Financial Planning Association luncheon next month. We had a couple of people speak a couple of years ago, and all their financial advisors, certified financial professionals, were like, "Wow, I didn't know all this about Medicare." But it's very, very common, isn't it, that the children have to help the parents?
Absolutely. And we're the generation that are still, it's second nature to us. We're going to take care of our own. We're going to take care of our parents, our grandparents. That's the way we're brought up. And Medicare is one of those things that are very complicated because it changes every single year. Every year. So every single year, all of us that want to do Medicare has to be certified for every plan, for every company that we want to talk about. So compliance is a big issue for the Copeland Group. We have our own compliance officer on the mainland. So I don't do anything without checking with them first, including this interview. So it's been exciting to have that kind of backup and knowledge behind
me. But Copeland's one of the largest in the country that specializes in Medicare, can I say?
Well, the Copeland Insurance Group is one of the top, I would say top five, if not sometimes top one and two, Medicare Advantage carrier across the country. They're based out of Texas in Longview, and it was started by Mr. Mel Copeland, who was the founder, and started in 1962.
Wow,
so it's a 52-year-old company.
Really?
In Hawaii, we started here at 2010, and I've been their sales and marketing director because I've been doing Medicare since it started. And I love it because, you know, a lot of my Medicare beneficiaries become friends of mine, mm-hmm. because a lot of them, I'm the person they're going to talk to, and we don't charge for our services, and we encourage our members to give us a call anytime they have any problems whatsoever.
Right. That's really important because there's no fee that you charge to talk to them. And they need somebody that's trusted because, I mean, I'm only 57, but I know several of my friends that went through this with their parents, and they could call me up and say, "I have no clue."
Yes.
I was golfing with a very famous couple here, entertainment couple here, golfing one day, and it was a few years ago, and he goes, "Yeah, we're just celebrating our birthday." So, you know, we were taking them out for their birthday. I said, "You know, so you guys did sign up for Medicare because they were turning 65 like the next day." And he goes, "What are you talking about?"
Yes.
I said, "You're supposed to, you got the book in the mail, right? Now, what is that? You know, we call it a book. If you're going to turn 65, or if your parents are going to turn 65, how many months in advance do they mail a big, I saw this big white book."
Yes, it's a Medicare new book. It should be going out this month. It's like an abbreviated because the annual enrollment period is between October 15th to December 7th. So technically, I cannot send in an application for new Medicare enrollees until October 15th.
But the big book is mailed to everybody?
Yes, if you're 65 and you have Medicare or Social Security Part A or Part B, you will be sent that book.
What about if you're going to be turning 65 next month?
Then if you call Social Security, let them know that you're interested in Medicare, then they will send it to you because they don't just send it to anybody.
I thought they sent it. Automatically?
No.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, you have to. Well, because there's thousands, millions of people.
And that's a big book. I saw one last year's book, and it was pretty thick.
Yes.
Now, I wasn't going to read it. So
And I tell people, you know, if you want to, you can't fall asleep, and you want somebody to put you to sleep, read the Medicare and You book. But usually I ask my clients, just give me a call. We'll answer any and all questions. Again, no obligation, no cost.
Right. And so I know a lot of people, we've talked about it before, but Medicare enrollment period, so you can talk about Medicare coming October 1st?
You can talk about it to existing clients, but really, officially, the annual enrollment period starts on October 15th, ends on December 7th.
And after so the 15th December, is what day is that? Is that
a Sunday, I think.
Sunday? So you can. How did they get 15 on a Sunday?
Those are the dates, and we during those 53 days, I work 7 days a week.
Is it always 53? Now, since you said 53 days, yes. Is it always 53 days?
Always October 15th to December 7th.
Same, whether it's a Saturday
year.
Or Sunday.
Every
how do they get those days?
Nope.
And why 53?
I have no clue. I wish it was longer.
Oh, I know. And so why is it so short?
Well, we just follow Medicare rules. I know this year, because of all the disasters in Florida and
Texas,
I know there's some talk about possibly extending for some of these people because, poor thing, they're just trying to get their lives back together. And
well, you got to have certain documents, right?
Exactly. And so so we don't know yet. But, there's a lot of changes coming down. In fact, April 2018, the new Medicare cards are coming out.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let's talk about that. Now, when you told me that, you know, I do reverse mortgage. I'm in banking. And we have a compliance person. So I actually sent it to our national sales manager. And he said, oh, wow, I didn't even know about this himself.
Yes.
And so explain to now, April 1st?
April 1st, 2018. They're going to start
April
issuing.
Day.
Yes, hello. They're going to start issuing the new Medicare card. I'm going to be displaying one of those sample cards at the senior fair in your booth.
Oh,
so people
good.
Know what it looks like. Because it was really to minimize fraud and identity theft.
Right. And the reason why is the current Medicare cards have your Social Security number.
Exactly.
Or if you're married and you're a female spouse, it might have your husband's.
But it doesn't have to be male or female. Just say if your spouse is deceased or they have a higher Social Security retirement benefit, then you may want to take their Social Security number. And that will be your Medicare number.
But some have A or B after the number.
A means that if you have an A at the end of your Medicare number, means tells me that you're the beneficiary and you qualify for yourself. Mm. If you have a B, will tell me that you probably, not probably, you are taking your spouse's Social Security retirement number. And if I see a D or D6, it means that you're using your deceased spouse's Social Security number.
Oh.
So those letters mean a lot. And there's about 25 letters that we have to know
You're
about.
You're the first person. I must have talked to 5 or 6 different Medicare people. I've never heard of that. So I know we're talking to the expert here today.
Well, we're very compliant, and details is what it's all about.
So they're taking the card, they're taking your Social Security number off the card completely.
Absolutely.
Forever.
Absolutely.
And so... so everybody that has Medicare is going to get a new card.
Absolutely. They have from April 2018 to April 2019, they have to complete the conversion. And I don't know how they're coming up with these numbers. And for me, I have to figure out if these numbers have any meaning, because prior to this, the A's and the B's and all those alphabets mean a lot to me. So when I look at my client's card, I can pretty much have an idea what type of coverage they have.
I see. So what Margaret Wong here from Copeland Insurance is talking about is that the senior fair, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, we are taping this show. So just going to give you those dates from 8:30 to 4:30 at the Blaisdell. And so Generations Magazine will have a booth. And Mark, what day, you know what day you're going to be?
I'm going to be all 3 days.
All 3 days?
Yeah,
wow,
11:30 to 12:30.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So Martha will be at our Generations Magazine booth. We're somewhere down the middle of when you come into the Blaisdell. But you want to have that sample, because for myself, like I said, and I'm in banking, and I never knew that, because we use the Medicare or Social Security card to identify the client.
Yes.
Because it's an official identification. The driver's license used to have it on there.
Yes, and they've changed that, so no longer there. So the second most important card is your Medicare card.
I wonder if they're going to change it off the Social Security card. Probably cannot, right?
No, because that's your only legal Social Security document, and you need that. But it's getting very hard to get duplicate copies, so you got to be very careful with that particular card.
Yeah. But it's only a piece of paper. It's hard, clean, you know. Anyway, it's a big... it's so easy to lose. Like, I've lost mine a couple times, right? Anyway, so we're here with Margaret Wong, excuse me, and we're going to talk about Medicare today.
Yes.
But we're going to do a little bit something that she specializes in, and that's the dental and vision.
Yes, we introduced this plan this year because as we're helping our Medicare beneficiaries, they wanted dental and vision. And there are some very good dental plans out there. You know, AARP has a plan, Humana has a plan, HDS has an individual plan. But most of these plans only cover $1,000, $1,500 at the very most.
A year.
$2,000 per year. Calendar
That's
year
one
benefit. Barely, yes. So we introduced a plan with Dentamax through a carrier called Agentra. And what they have done is have three different plans, a $1,500 annual calendar year benefit at $39, $3,000 for $49 a month, and $5,000 of calendar year benefit for $59. So the Chinese in me says, why not pay $59, pay $700 in premium, but have $5,000 every single year of benefit? And 50% of that you can use toward crowns, bridges, and implants. Hmm. So all the major services after a 12-month waiting period, once that's satisfied, you will have the full $5,000 a year of benefit, and the premium are very affordable.
Well, only thing, you have to wait a year. So if you're planning something, you got to plan in advance.
Exactly. And also, I explained to my group beneficiaries, because they're covered by HDS, again, $1,000, $1,500, or $2,000 a year. So if you're planning an implant or a crown, that's a lot of money. So if you are willing to pay and plan for that a year in advance, once you do need it, you'll actually have $2,500 or 50% of your calendar year benefit toward these major services.
But sometimes you can't even plan when you're going to need a crown or a fixture tooth. I don't know why. I had one. The filling came out?
Yes.
But you know, the technology, you know, how they built that filler, they had like a computer prism that showed the interior of my little molar back there. Mm-hmm. And all you could see it filling it. Like, wow. They built up the hole where my molar was and what needs to go in there. Like, wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But technology is making our lives easier, but sometimes it's not cheap. But it's getting cheaper. Because originally, when I first got my first implant, was like $6,000. Now it's gone down to like $4,000 and $3,000. So again, depending
on... Per tooth. Now, why is that, by the way? I mean, you're not a dentist.
Well, because it's permanent. If you take care of it, I would rather pay for an implant than worry about dentures.
Because dentures you got to take out every night.
It's weakening your other teeth. So
The dentures?
Yeah, because you know it's clipped onto your permanent teeth, right? And chewing and getting it in and out, it's not good for your other teeth that's being clamped onto.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, I gotta ask my friend. My friend, unfortunately, he fell off his bike coming down Tantalus. He was like 22 years old, my classmate. And this is like 30 or something years ago, and he fell over the handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked me, "Oh, do you have a dentist friend?" I said, "Yeah." So I went to my dentist friend, and he's like 22, 23 years old, was like my friend's father, and got quoted implant. We didn't know that. I mean, we're young. We didn't know that insurance doesn't cover implants.
A lot of plans do not.
Yeah.
More and more of them now will be covering implants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but so he still to this day has, dentures.
Dentures, yeah.
Wow.
It's very humbug. So implants, if you can afford it, or you can plan on it, wonderful things. But you still have to keep it. Because HDS used to tell all of us, always floss the teeth that you want to keep. So after that, I floss every day, all my teeth.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I better tell my son that then.
That was great, you know? Kind of remember.
I just came to my dentist a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, so I mean... But most people don't know Medicare does not cover dental and vision, right?
And some plans
why is that?
Well, because it's a federal program, and they're trying to cover what's absolutely necessary, the major medical.
Yeah, but when you get older, the age of 65, it's almost guaranteed you're going to have some kind of vision or dental problem.
That's why you buy riders, and that's where these plans come in. So for those that can afford it or those that need it, it is included there. If you're low income on Medicaid, full Medicaid, dental is actually included on some of the plans. And it's really fantastic benefits. So for us at Copeland Group, we help everybody. We help the Medicare people that are turning 65 or over 65. We help those on low income, Medicaid. And for those that want some guarantees, we help them with a Medicare supplement, where you can... budget for a premium, and there are 8 different plan designs, and you can go to any doctor, any facility, anywhere in the USA, as long as a doctor or facility accepts Medicare.
Okay, let's back up, because I want our listeners to get a little bit of clearer picture. Let's recap the dental program.
Okay, good. Okay.
So you pay a certain premium per month.
Yes.
That's a rider or that's
extra? It's a rider. Every month, if you want to add a dental rider, we can sign you up right there.
Okay, so it's dental and vision or dental or vision?
Dental or vision.
Okay.
Vision separate.
So,
The vision plan is okay. It's okay. $14 a month.
Okay, so let's back up. So dental plan, about how much is it now, approximately?
$39 for $1,500 of calendar benefit.
Okay.
$49 a month. For $3,000 of benefit.
Okay.
And $59 a month for $5,000.
So a little bit more than 10%
But $5,000, that is right. Fabulous.
But that's only one tooth.
Oh, well, not really. You remember, it's 50% of the major service. So you're really looking at $2,500 toward a major service.
Oh, okay. All right. So now let's talk about the vision side.
Yes.
Because I have a cataract. I had a cataract surgery when I was very young, and I wear a contact lens. So what is the vision plan cover now?
It's $14 a month. It'll give you $150 toward glasses or contacts. It'll cover some toward your lenses, not very much. For your lenses, for your glasses.
Okay.
Because the $150 is for the frames or for contacts. Mm. And if you need LASIK or PRK, they have a discount toward that.
Oh, I thought Medicare covers LASIK.
No.
No?
No.
I guess
Medicare will cover cataract surgery, basic cataract surgery.
Oh, okay.
And when you have, you can either get a pair of glasses, single lens, or if you want to put contacts, they will cover a single lens contact. So like for me, going through cataract surgery tomorrow, I'm going to get those multifocal lenses, so I'll hopefully never have to wear glasses again.
And it's because your plan covers that?
Nope, I just had to pay for it.
Okay, but there are plans that cover LASIK, right?
No.
No. Well, No.
They will cover, like the Medicare will cover all your cataract surgery. And if you have the Medicare supplement plan, Medicare will pay that because it's medical. And depending on the supplement plan that you select, and the premium will vary, they could cover 100%. So my ophthalmologist thought this was wonderful because with my supplement, I didn't have to pay anything toward my cataract surgery. So now I just have to budget for my super lenses.
Okay, maybe I got confused. Cataract surgery is different than LASIK surgery.
Yes.
Cataract surgery is pretty standard where they...
Cataract surgery is because it's medical.
Okay.
LASIK is...
Not required.
Yes. It's
basically, LASIK is just to get rid of your glasses.
Yes.
I got it. Okay.
It's an eye procedure.
I got it. Okay. So one thing I wanted to cover is that, so are there any plans that covers both of these together, combined in premium, or just...
No. Because different carriers, different specialty.
Oh, but they're here locally? I mean, the plans are local plans? Or
the plans are mainland plans. That's why the cost is so low.
Okay.
But they have a very good network of dentists and ophthalmologists, optometrists. And
so I have to check the list who takes the plans?
If you go to a participating provider, you'll save the most amount of money. However, I find that most of the local dentists that are not participating, because this is a brand new plan to Hawaii, they have no problem with it. Because if you have a major part of your business is seniors and they have no insurance, they got to do a payment plan. Why not participate with insurance coverage? And now they know they're going to get paid because the insurance will pay them.
So they should actually talk to their, especially before they turn 65, right? They should really get everything done.
And that's what we do. We do a lot of educational seminars for businesses before people retire.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Because, you know, it's very scary to know that you've always been covered by your company, and all of a sudden you're going to this big scary thing called Medicare. And so a lot of businesses ask us to come in, do a brown bag lunch and learn, and we just go over what the ABCDs of Medicare are all about, answer questions, and when they're ready, they call us. We will never call anyone directly.
But that's really important because I guess you got to like get your all your like your car, you have to get it fine tuned before you go out on the market. So because once you turn 65, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yes.
You want to get all this, order all their services and get your body checks up and everything, annual physical, everything done, right?
And you leave that safety net of your employer's group plan. So it's kind of scary out there. So they like the fact that there's someone they can call and we'll look up their doctors. And even though we're not allowed to ask personal information, if they want to give us a list of their medication, we'll look up every single medication because we want to make sure that whatever plan that we're going to recommend has their doctors and has their drugs, and they know exactly what their co-payments are going to be, so they're not going to be surprised.
That's really important because they will get surprised. Yes. I mean, like you said, this area of insurance is not something that you can call your financial advisor, your attorney, your CPA, because they're not going to have a clue, right?
In fact, those are the people that have me go to their office when their partners start turning 64 and a half. I do lunch and learn for them and help them understand. And I work with financial planners, CPAs, because a lot of their older clients need to know that there are people that are totally objective, that will do what's best for them. And because we represent multiple different plans, we'll customize it. We say that we demystify and customize Medicare health plans for people, because that's what we try to do, is make it not that scary thing that people don't understand.
Yeah. So you specialize in Medicare. Like, I specialize in reverse mortgages, because I have a lot of typical mortgage guys that think they know the reverse mortgage side. So
hold on.
A whole nother story. In fact, I was talking to a well-known big financial advisor this morning about the reverse mortgage, and he didn't quite understand the inner workings of it. And you really can't compare a regular mortgage to a reverse mortgage. Like, you can't compare your Medicare plan compared to regular health insurance plan.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, we're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. Really quick, Margaret, if they have a question, we're going to take a short break, but why don't you give them their phone number right now before?
My office number is Erico 808-591-4877.
And you do service the whole state, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have agents on all islands. We have multilingual agents that can speak Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Ilocano, Tagalog, and Vietnamese.
That's so important, because that's one thing we want to cover. The second half of the show, we're going to talk about supplemental plans.
Absolutely.
We're going to want to talk about really how to decide on a plan. And lastly, is a lot of people I talk to say, well, I'm pretty healthy, I don't need a plan, or I'm pretty healthy, I don't need Part D. Well, hello, we don't live perfect lives. So anyway, we're going to take a short break here. We're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to a Medicare moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare, so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073. 543-2073.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilimaatlehano.com. Or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit voidvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Okay, and welcome back to Generations Radio. We're here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. But don't forget, you can go to our YouTube channel and just type in Generations Magazine. You'll see all our past shows. Very soon, I would say another month or so, we've been saying that for a few months now, we're getting our website revamped. And thank you for everybody coming to our website. We get about 600 to 700 visitors every day. The average person reads between 5 and 10 pages, which is amazing. So we just recently went through a review of the website, and we're going to be slowly putting more and more quicker on the website once we get a copy of that. And also with our local organization of gerontologists, Hawaii Pacific Gerontologists Association, we put our webinars on our YouTube page. So look for Hawaii Pacific Gerontologists Society. So as you know, the August-September issue is out with Roy Sukuma. In fact, I saw Roy on KITV last Saturday. Monday was he was on KHON. And very soon, I believe sometime this week, he's going to be on KGMB.
Oh, great.
Talking about his life and his, you know, he's a senior. He said he's 70 now, but he looks like he's 55, my age. He's very healthy. I said Roy, because you have a young wife, you know. But he's still very active. He gives lessons every day. He's just an amazing and inspiring person to be around. He's so positive. But, yeah, all these stories are coming out on him, and we'll have him on Generations TV. So, as you know, Martha's going to be on Generations TV. We debut, by the way, October 4th, 7:30. It's a Wednesday night on OC16, and actually it'll be actually Channel 12 for you OC16ers. Channel 12, it's November. Fourth Wednesday, 7:30. We will have multiple showings though, so it's going to run almost every day except for Sunday. I think twice on Thursday. So anyway, Margaret Wong will be in our first 2 weeks of November on our show, and you know, talk about Medicare today. It's a huge deal, isn't it, Margaret?
Yes.
For
yes.
Everybody right around 64, going to be 65. But I think one of the most important things people got to realize is that it's going to change every year.
It does change every year. But, you know, it's not huge changes, but there are minor changes every year. That's why we do the annual review, because we want everyone to know how that's going to impact them. And also, more importantly, whether the drugs that they're currently taking this year are going to be covered by the plan that they have. That is one of the major decisions as to what plan they should be really in. And that's the type of customization that we try to do and review that we do with all of our clients.
So, you know, like I don't take any medication right now. That's my plan for the rest of my life, but, mm-hmm. you know, never can tell. But that's really, I'm just kind of surprised. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago, how many people are on medication at 50s yes. and 60 years old.
Yes.
It is so important, isn't it?
Yes.
To figure that out.
Exactly. And, you know, some of these medications are not cheap. They're very expensive. But I tell my clients, don't be your own doctor. Don't try saying, okay, it's too expensive, so I'm going to do it every other day. Follow your doctor's instructions, because that's going to keep you well and keep you from having more serious things happening.
Yeah.
So that's why we do as much work as we do in making sure that whatever their needs are, that we find a plan that will best meet that need.
Yeah. And it's so important, because medication is expensive. I mean, you know, by the way, off the subject, do you sell pet insurance? Because pet insurance is crazy.
You know, a lot of corporations sell pet insurance, because
really?
You have to have a big group to
oh.
do that. Yeah. They don't do individuals.
Okay.
Except if you go to certain veterinarians, they will have pet insurance.
Yeah, they have a generic one.
Yeah.
The reason why is my dog had something wrong with his paw, and they said, okay, go to Costco and buy this thing, and it was like $60.
Yeah. Yep.
$60. I said, wow, I don't even pay that much for myself. What is inside this medication?
You know, for some people, their pets are like their kids.
No, I know. We got it anyway. But Jesus Christ, you need insurance. We need a Medicare plan for that.
But you know what? If it's a regular drug, we have a program called GoodRx. It's free. There's no obligation. In fact, it's on the back of my business card. And I tell my clients is that if you're in that donut hole or gap, when you're in that drug plan and your annual retail cost of your drugs hits $3,700 this year, you're in that donut hole, and you're going to be paying about 40% of the retail costs.
There's still a donut hole, by the way?
Yep.
Okay, for you guys, can you give a little background? We're at Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. Now, when Medicare, when did the Part D come in place?
2006, under President Bush.
Right, under Bush. Okay. So then there was, we created was kind of a gap, right, yes, between coverage and certain coverage. And,
well, it's an amount of coverage. So from your first dollar drug and you enroll in your Part D, and this resets every single January 1. So from the first dollar of your drug, retail costs, until the retail cost equals $3,700 this year, and it keeps going up every year, you pay your copayment. If you're, it's a generic, it's a zero premium or zero copayment for 90 days or $5 for 90-day supply, $45 a brand and $95 a preferred brand. But once the retail cost that Medicare tracks hits $3,700 for 2017, the next medication, you're going to be paying about a 40% or thereabouts. Okay.
40%
of the retail cost. So prior to hitting the donut hole, you may be paying $45 for, say, your insulin. And normally that retail cost is about $400. So you pay $45, and all of a sudden you go to Longs, you pick up your medication. They say, oh, $200, please. And you go, what? It means that you hit the donut hole. And you'll pay that 40% up to $4,950 out of your pocket. Then you're the catastrophic level. So as imperfect, as confusing as it is, it's better than not having any. Because prior to the drug coverage, you had to pay full retail costs.
Right.
And that is even worse. So as I say, as bad as it is, it's still a fabulous benefit. And I think people do appreciate it because it is, there are some light at the end of the tunnel. And if you're low income, or you have what they call low income subsidy, you can have some help with the cost of your medication. So again, we will help you qualify for that.
So when you say help, what does that mean? Like,
well, you could either, if it, depending on how low your income is, it could either be like dollar something or $2, so it's very low.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, they'll pay a portion of it. But there is a process that you have to apply for, and we will help you through that process.
Okay. So a couple of things I wanted to cover really and go kind of take a deep dive was on supplement plans.
Yes.
Because I always hear about it, and I every time I have somebody on it, I hear something or learn something new. But I also want to cover, you see commercials now about the dual eligibles. What do you call it?
Is it dual eligible or your Medicare.
Let's say if you have Medicaid and Medicare, then you may be eligible.
Yes.
That's a dual eligible.
And it's basically low income or welfare. So you have to be full dual.
Okay. So you have to be already qualified for Medicaid. And so what does that get them? Because if they have Medicaid already, doesn't that get them anyway?
Well, if you have Medicare and Medicaid full dual, Medicare pays first, and then Medicaid pays the balance. But the one thing about Medicaid that people don't understand is that there are a limited number of participating providers that participate with
10,
Medicaid.
20 or 5?
Well, no, there's a good list, but it's not as there are not as many as full Medicare. Okay. Because these providers are taking quite a lower cut in payment and hospitals. So, but, you know, for the people that qualify for Medicare or dual eligible or special needs, it's a zero monthly premium, and they pay no copay.
They have totally 100%.
100%.
I mean, this discount is totally discounted.
Yes.
Wow.
For your doctor, lab, hospital, everything. And the added value that some of these plans, it varies by carrier, will include up to like $1,500 to $2,000 of dental calendar year. Include health club membership, and include up to, say, $45, $50 a quarter of over-the-counter items. So very rich benefits. So we try to work with what each individual Medicare beneficiary qualifies for and make sure they have the maximum benefit that they qualify for.
So on a Medicaid dual eligible with Medicare, qualifying is what, just off of income. And assets, or just they can own a home?
Yes.
I understand they can own a home. Is it just income, or is it also financial assets as
There's some assets, but it mainly income. It's income related.
So you know about how much that is off the top of your head?
I didn't bring my chart, so I don't want to guess.
That's okay.
But, you know, that's why sometimes you have people that are, you know, have a home in Kahala, and they still own full Medicare, Medicaid.
Well, 60% of the people here that retire live on Social Security only.
Yes.
And that's pretty much those kind of clients, right?
Yes. But they have to be up to certain levels, and we help them qualify for that and go through all the paperwork. Yes.
Now, is that MedQuest?
MedQuest is for people under 65.
Okay.
Medicaid is for people over 65.
I got it. Okay. All these terms.
I know.
And then what about the QXA? Is that still around? They still call that?
Yes. Yes. That's what Medicaid is all about. That's
okay,
another.
That's like
qualify.
Disabled and all those kind of things. So I think it's a great program.
It is an excellent program.
Can't beat 100%. It's a legitimate 100%.
Yes.
No copay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So anyway, the core of your business, where I would say you're the queen of this, is supplement. And I think everybody's got to have supplement, don't you think?
Well, it's all the plans are excellent. The Medicare and Medicare Advantage. What Medicare Advantage Part C is all about is that it pays in place of original Medicare. Because original Medicare pays 80% of any and all Medicare-eligible approved services anywhere in the U.S. as long as the provider accepts Medicare.
That's only in the U.S.?
Yes, U.S. That's why I qualify that.
Right.
And so it pays 80%. But that 20% is unlimited, meaning from January to December, if you have a doctor, a hospital, a lab, a surgery bill, you pay 20% if you
have stroke. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. There's no cap. Under Medicare Advantage Part C, these plans, and there's about 13 of them, five different insurance companies, will pay in place of original Medicare. So we have the carriers such as your HMSA, your Kaiser, your United Healthcare, your Humana, your WellCare. These insurance companies design plans that are as good as original Medicare. Hmm. And when they have their plans qualify, you can choose from those particular plans. And they could either be an HMO like a Kaiser, where you have a primary care physician and you have to have referrals. You have plans that are PPO, where you can go to participating providers. If you go to the ones that participate, you'll be lower cost. If you want to go out of network, it'll cost a little bit more, but you'll still be covered. Mm-hmm. But what's great about these Medicare Advantage plans is they have a maximum annual out-of-pocket limit. So they range between, again, depending on the plan, $3,400 a year up to $6,700 out-of-pocket costs. So every time you go to the doctor, you go to the lab, go to the hospital, Medicare is tracking that. Mm. So within January to December, if you hit the annual maximum, you have that safety net. That's why seniors love Medicare Advantage, and it's a really good program.
But do we have that's actually about the percentage of people that have an Advantage plan?
I would say majority people have Medicare Advantage,
really?
Especially here in Hawaii. On the mainland, Medicare Supplement are a totally different category of insurance because these are a separate insurance plan that will coordinate and cover whatever Medicare does not cover. The nice part of Medicare supplement plans is that regardless of the carrier, the benefits are all exactly the same. The premiums will range, and because we're brokers and we represent nationwide, we have access to all of these great Medicare supplement plan. And it's A to N, and what it does is it pay part or all of what Medicare does not pay. So it gives you flexibility of going to any doctor anywhere in the U.S., and as long as you go to a doctor or a hospital that accepts Medicare, Medicare pays first. So doctors like that. And the supplement, depending on their plan, will pay the balance. One of my oldest clients is 102. And he loves his Medicare supplement plan because he likes to go to the Mayo Clinic. Medicare pays first.
The Mayo Clinic in Minnesota?
Yes. Because there's a lot of very excellent hospitals. And so you can go to all the major hospitals here in Hawaii except the Medicare. So you can go to Queens, you can go, St. Francis, you can go anywhere you want to go. Medicare will pay first, and then your supplement, depending on the plan, will pay all or part of what Medicare doesn't cover. So for those that want peace of mind, they can budget for that premium. And once they're on that plan, as long as they pay their premium, they're going to be covered because they'll be grandfathered in.
But a premium is, let's say you're retired, you have $1,500 a month in Social Security, and that's all you have. Your insurance is like $500, right?
Not that bad. People have misconceptions.
Right.
But
it's worth it, though.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
You either pay now or you pay later. And I say to some of my friends, even for myself, If my mother wasn't a state retiree that qualified for the EUTF plan, she would have been on a supplement plan because I rather budget for that premium, know that from that point forward, you know,
100%.
She's going to be covered. So I wouldn't have to worry. And that's what we want. I mean, some people can afford it, but it's not for everyone.
Well, that's why we always tell people in a magazine, stay healthy, exercise,
exactly.
Swim, take your vitamins.
Yes.
The new supplement is xanthosin. You guys take that. I mean, I take that twice a day. It's really, really important. So I understand that you guys are one of the few, I just realized, that have a lot of agents that are multilingual, which is really important.
Well, there's a lot of agencies that have that, but we do have a good number of them. They're invaluable to us because that population want to have someone that speaks their language. You're more comfortable that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hard enough reading the book.
Exactly.
How many people read the book, by the way? I saw the book.
There's a small percentage because there are a couple that will actually test me to make sure I know what I'm talking about. But usually we have great conversation. And that's what we really encourage people to do, is ask questions, because that's what it's about. But one thing, last thing about the Medicare supplement, you do have to have a prescription drug plan, because Medicare supplement only covers medical. So
if you're not taking medication, you don't get it.
You still have to have a prescription drug plan, because if you don't take a prescription drug plan, it's a 1% per month penalty for life.
Oh, there is a penalty. I thought it was a penalty if you don't sign up for Medicare.
Part B. It's a 10% per year penalty.
Oh.
So a lot of penalties involved. And unfortunately,
Why do they have penalties anyway?
Because insurance is where they want everybody to be taking it, because if only healthy people buy insurance when they need it, I think that's why we're having these conversations about national health care.
Mm.
It just defrays the cost for everyone. But that's why the annual review is so important, because there are plans that are very affordable. So if you take absolutely no medication, we could put you on the lowest cost plan. There may be deductibles, but if you don't take anything, there's nothing to worry about. And the deductibles for some are only on brand name drugs. Mm. If you take a lot of medication, we'll find a plan that's going to cover what you need. If it doesn't, we let you know ahead of time so that, again, you will not be surprised. We know this from the time that you meet with us. If you have other drugs that comes in throughout the year, we can't be responsible because we don't know about it.
You don't know it's going to happen, though, right?
Exactly.
So I have a couple of good friends of mine that are older than me.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Medicare, but they're still working.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, we were at a restaurant talking about six of us talking about, and I was the youngest guy, so they're all on Medicare talking about this plan, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, you know, not every plan's the same, you know.
No.
The guy, my friend goes, no, this is the best plan. I said, come on, trust me. It might be a good plan for you, but it might be a good plan for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so true?
It can be true. Yes. But again, that's why we do the annual review. And we go, it's a lot of work on our part. We go to Medicare.gov. We look up all the medications. We give them three options. And we tell them exactly what the retail cost is, whether they're going to hit the donut hole or not. Or if they do.
What do you mean a retail cost of what?
The retail cost of the drug. Remember I told you your prescription drug plan is based on the retail cost.
So you go on a website.
Medicare.gov.
They type in the
prescription. You input all of their drugs.
And it tells you how much they're paying?
It's going to tell you what the retail cost is, what their copayment
for
will
Hawaii
be.
Or yes. Everywhere?
No, for Hawaii, for that pharmacy, for that particular plan.
Oh, so is it regulated?
Oh, absolutely.
The cost of the drug?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, so Longs and Walgreens and Times, they all have to charge the same amount?
No.
They don't?
No.
I thought you said it's regulated.
It's regulated, but depending on the pharmacy and depending on the drug plan, it could really range. That's why we do a comparison for you, side by side, because what one drug could be a brand name for one or generic in another.
Mm.
And since there are thousands of drugs, we don't figure it
out.
We just look it up, show it to you, and then we decide what makes sense and make that decision every single year. So for us, doing that October 15th to December 7th, our office is 7 days a week.
Oh, I can imagine. But how many people actually do an annual review?
I'm sure there are some. I don't know if they do it to the extent that we do. We do it because Mr. Copeland, that's what he believes in. And that's why we're in 30 states across the country. So if my clients move to the mainland, I just call my associate in that state if I have an agent there, and they take over from there. So I don't have to worry about anything outside of Hawaii. I just worry about our islands.
Interesting. So when somebody's working, let's say they're 70 years old, the guy I was talking today, he was 76, and he's still working. So he's staying on his company plan. But when he retires and leaves that plan, he has to get a separate Medicare plan? Is that
yes.
Right?
If you're working or if you're a sole proprietor and you have one of those individual plans through the Affordable Care Act exchange, as long as you're working and it's an employer pay plan, you do not have to go into Medicare. I do recommend for some people to consider getting their Part A when they turn 65, because most of the plans, so because of our prepaid health care, will only pay 90% platinum or 80% gold plan. So that 10 or 20% that your group medical plan does not cover, if they're in a hospital and they have Part A, Medicare Part A, and they're 65, you'll pay whatever the group medical plan doesn't pay and doesn't cost you anything. Because throughout your working years, money's been taken out of your payroll to pay for your Medicare. So when you turn 65, you apply for Part A. There is no cost for A because you've already paid into it. Part B, there will be a cost, but it'll be based on your adjusted gross tax return
right.
2 years prior to the year that you become eligible.
2 years, so 63.
No, so no, the year that you're retiring. So for 2017, they're going to look at your 2050
oh, I see.
Adjusted gross tax return. January 2018.
You have to give it to them?
Oh, Social Security will know because they have your tax return.
They don't know. Okay, I guess so. You're right.
They look catchy.
What did you make out here? Okay.
Well, if you're not paying your taxes, they'll just give it to you. And when you actually do pay your taxes, if it's higher, they're going to bill you for that excess.
Okay.
So there is that. So your Part B is based on your income. If you make less than $85,000 as a single, $170,000 as a couple, the base rate in 2017 is $134,000. If you make more than $214,000 or $428,000 adjusted gross, then it caps at $420 per person per month.
Wow.
Yeah, but still, if you're making that kind of money,
yeah, I guess so.
You know, that's not that much. Oh. And your Part D, there's the IRMAA surcharge, income-related monthly adjustment. So if you're a higher income beyond the $85,000, $170,000, there is also a surcharge for your Part D. So we cover all this with our members because we don't want them getting a letter from Social Security and say, you have this IRMAA surcharge, and they're going to just go, Margaret, what's going on here? Because they always call me when there's something of a surprise, and we encourage that.
Well, it's really good. I know you give really good service, and I know you're always available. Now, we're going to have to end pretty soon, but
yes.
I'll tell you, you know, all these years and months I've been talking to Medicare people, I want to know Medicare inside, not when I'm 65. You know,
yes.
I got a few more years ago. But anyway, again, we're here at Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. Again, your phone number?
808-591-4877.
And you're statewide. I know that.
Yes.
And coming up, you know, October 1st, you got to start looking at the plans. You can start applying in October 15th, which is a Sunday this year. Mm-hmm. And December 7th is what day? You know off the top of your head? Okay, so just well, I would tell you, I wouldn't wait till December 7th.
No, because there are people that come to me at the end of the month and say, okay,
yes.
I'm going to retire. I say, oh, great. When? Oh, Monday.
Yeah. No.
Don't do that.
But anyway, so Margaret, I know you're so good at service, but I know you have a lot of agents statewide to help
yes.
the people out. But I do recommend everybody take a look. Every year it changes, right?
Yes.
And you don't know about your Medicare, your prescription drug plans. But
yes.
all I can do is say stay healthy anyway. But anyway, Margaret, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And look out for the second week of November. First, second week of November, you'll see on Generations TV on OC16, the new show we're bringing out. So, Margaret, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to have a great time as we start building your show for November. And Generations Magazine supports you, and we love how you are in the magazine as well. So
yes.
thanks, Mr. Copeland. Maybe you got to have – he's still alive, right?
Oh, he's 80, going strong.
We should have him call in one
day. I'm going to try to see if he can come for that November.
Or have him call in.
Yes.
That would be cool.
I think that's a great idea.
Is he a healthy dude?
Yes.
80 years old, that's
my heart. He travels all over. Right. I mean, my goodness, he's amazing.
I'm good. Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance, thank you so much.
Anyway,
get ready, guys. October 1st is coming right around the corner for your Medicare enrollment period. So anyway, thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for listening, and thanks for going to our YouTube page and going to our Generations 808 website page. Aloha and live well.
Mm-hmm.